I'll be here, and I'll be available at any moment to sit down with the president to get serious about solving this problem.
That is House Speaker John Boehner, who says even though the House is out of session until next week, he is ready to talk about the fiscal cliff. Joining us live now is Mike Allen, Chief White House Correspondent for Politico. Mike, even if John Boehner is willing to come to some terms with the president, will he have enough support in the House for that?
I think he will find a way to get it, and I think that's why he's gone so far out on the limb, taking a position that ultimately he's very likely to cave on. And this is the idea that he's willing to talk about new revenues, but he's not willing to endorse the idea, to embrace the idea of a higher new tax rate for the highest income earners. People are puzzled that he drew such a red line, because it's increasingly clear that he's going to back off that. But I think it's part of selling it internally to say, guys, we really tried. This is the best we can do, because already there's been blowback from conservatives, both in the House and outside. The conservative chatterers and leaders around the country saying that he's caving too quickly. And so that's why this is going to be so drawn out over the next couple weeks, and even we think possibly to the week after Christmas. I'd long thought the real deadline was December 23rd, get everyone home for Christmas.
Right.
But there's more and more signs that this may be done on New Year's Eve, and that's because both sides have to show that they tried as hard as they possibly could.
You know, Mike, Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, was on CNBC yesterday and talked about the administration would rather go off the fiscal cliff than yield on this idea of raising the tax rates for the very wealthy. Now, what's sort of interesting about that is we recall back in 2008, 2009, when companies were in trouble, they were too big to fail. Why isn't the economy too big to fail?
That's a very, very, very astute point, and that's why the administration wants to avoid that. Yes, they probably are willing to go over, and they certainly are going to say they're willing, but you're taking a real chance for the exact reasons that you allude to. You don't really know what the markets are going to do. You don't really know what the credit raters are going to do. And President Obama holds most of the cards here, but that's one card the Republicans have, especially if we get into a separate negotiation about the debt ceiling. And that is, if you're president, you don't want another recession. Now, one thing here in Washington, local listeners here about the debate is that it's big business. Fix the Debt organization, that's the Simpson and Bowles organization, we discovered that they now have 80 employees. They're talking about opening 22 state offices around the country. They've raised $42 million. So that's become a big enterprise.
Wow.
Overnight.
Like a franchise.
That's right. That's right. We also hear that there's a lot of conversation about end games. And one you see on the front of the Washington Post today is the idea that a lot of Republicans internally saying they should go ahead and give up the rate idea now, get something else for it. Another possibility is just go back to the Clinton tax rates. The top rates now are 35. They were 30. They would be 39 if they expired. Maybe do something in the middle. And finally, ABC's Jonathan Carl has written about what Republicans are calling the doomsday scenario. And the doomsday scenario is that they go ahead, bite the bullet, vote for a tax increase for 98% of people, let those tax rates go up for the other 2%, but say to the president, you're getting nothing else. You're going to have to come back to us and negotiate the debt ceiling. You're going to have to come back to us and negotiate other things. So everybody's looking for a way out, and all the signals are it's going to take a while.
Interesting. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike Allen's Chief White House Correspondent for Politico.